The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Kahal Kadosh VeNichbad. It's not the first time that I speak now in Johannesburg in English. For me, was it the first time to speak in English at all? Because of two reasons. One, I was born in Eretz Israel. My mother was born there. And my poor few words in English is only what I remember from the high school in Eretz Israel. And maybe that in English I was not the best student there. And from the time that I finished the high school till today, I don't use English maybe only a few times, not more. And the second reason, because my English is really very poor, it's very difficult for me. And I ask you to try to understand what I say. I must say, before I begin to study the lecture in Parashat HaShavua, to tell you what I feel in the day. I came only for a few days. I came the last week on Tuesday, and in Irtz Hashem, on Sunday evening, I'm going back to Rehovot. I must tell you the truth that in the time that I went to the South Africa Airlines and made the reservation for Sunday evening, I had such a big simcha, Baruch Hashem, I want to kiss the card of the airplane. It's a contact with Eretz Yisrael. But I am so surprised to be here and to see a nice community with yeshivas, with rabbonim, with young community, the youth. Ohavei Torah, they like Torah, they coming to hear Torah. We had yesterday a lecture with religion doctors about medical ethics and medical secrets, and it was a big oilon, but more than a big oilon, the questions was questions like a doctor who wanted to know exactly what to do, how to lenahel et adarim, lichyot, to live in the term of halacha. That was my big surprise. I don't know before nothing about South Africa. It's the first time that I'm here. And I'm going back to Eretz Yisrael with a very avar meharz, im lev cham meot. And I meet a lot of people, of course, in Bote Knesiyot, in the synagogue, in Bote Medresh, in Yeshivas, and in business life of South Africa. If I success in money, I don't know exactly till now. But I success in another thing, and it's more important for me to know that so far away from State of Israel, from Eretz Israel, not really State of Israel, Eretz Israel, and Jerusalem, and Beis Hamikdash, we have so nice community around Torah, around mitzvot, with Torah and with mitzvot together. It's a big pleasure, and it's a big surprise, and I take it back with me, in my heart, back to Eretz Israel, to tell there what's happened here. We hope in Mitzvah Hashem to meet each other again in Eretz Israel. And I ask for everybody who is now here, in the time that you are coming to Eretz Israel for a short visit, for a long visit, to settle Mitzvah Hashem in Eretz Israel, please take the telephone number of Rabbi Nelson, have it, and call us, and you have to be, every one of you, our personally guest in our home, in our community in Rehovot, we shall be happy to get a telephone call for everyone, everybody of you in Eretz Yisrael. And now we are going to speak about the Parashat HaShavua. If we're looking for a big parsha, we have two cases that is the central cases, ha'inyanim, ha'inyanim, the central subject in the parasha. One of them is Binyan HaMikdash, the building of the Mishkan, a temple in the desert, in Sinai desert. This is one. And it's so nice, it's so kindly, the contact between Klal Yisrael, Modi Boine Shalom, Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur is going to build the Beis HaMikdash in the order of Moshe Rabbeinu of Ribbono Shel Olam. We must remember one thing, that from the first day that the world exists, there Sheshet Yemei Bereishit till Binyan HaMikdash doesn't happen so holy thing and so earthly thing like Binyan HaMikdash, build the Beit HaMikdash. From Binyan Shamayim Va'aretz, when the world, the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, till Binyan HaMikdash, doesn't happen such a big thing like Binyan HaMikdash. To build a place where the Ribbono Shel Olam asked for the Jewish nation, Klal Yisrael, to build a place, there he spoke with Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is in, and Klal Yisrael are around it, and they are going with them to their really place in Jerusalem, to Har HaBayit, and most of the Klei HaKodesh, their Aron, Menorah, and so on, has to be take place after years in Beit HaMikdash. In Beit HaMikdash, and it was there till Beit HaMikdash HaRishon was destroyed. The Luchot, Aaron, it was there, it was inside, in Beit HaMikdash. Who is the people that the Lord asked for to build the Beit HaMikdash? In Perek Lamed Aleph, chapter Lamed Aleph, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Leimor. Re'e, look, Karati b'shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur levate Yehuda. I named the people who is, his name is Bezalel, his father is Uri, his grandfather is Hur levate Yehuda. And he is a very clever man, he can know exactly what to do, how to do. This is the first person. The second one, it's not enough, not only one, two, are in the center of the building, the Beit HaMikdash. Of course, Klal Yisrael building together, but those two persons are the central boyers. He was built the Beit HaMikdash. Ve'inei natati ito, with him together, he gives you another person. Who is the other? Oholi'ab ben Achisamach lematei Dan. And to them, of course, you have a lot of people who can help them. But they have to help them. So, Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur lemate Yehuda. And for the other side, the second is Oholi'ab ben Achisamach lemate Dan. We know that Malchus Yisrael, the kingdom of Israel, and Malchus Yisrael is Yesod Kise Hashem Ba'olam. Rav Kook, Olav HaSholem, mentioned it very much places that Malchut Israel, in the time that Shlomo HaMelech sits on the chair of the kingdom of Kisei HaMalchut, it's written in Tanakh, Vayeshev HaMelech al Kisei HaShem, on the chair from the Lord of Kisei HaShem. It's not to understand exactly what the meaning. Because of kingdom of Israel, Malchus Israel, is not only to lead better, more or less, the Jewish nation, to make faster the economic condition in the country. No. Of course it's very important to do it. If they can, if they can't. But this is not the central point of Malchut Yisrael. Malchut Yisrael is to have such a leadership, the Melech Yisrael, that he leads the Klal Yisrael to avoid us Hashem, and to lead Klal Yisrael to know exactly what is Yisrael in the world. And we mentioned that Yisrael, the letter Yisrael, Yud, Shin, Reish, Aleph, Lamed. If you took out from Yisrael the letters of Eli, Eli is my God. Take out, please, from Yisrael Eli. I want to see what you have now. What? Reish and Shin. You know what Reish and Shin means? Rash. Poor. Less. Nothing. If you have in the name of Israel Eli, of course that is Israel. But if you take out from Israel Eli, without God, without Ribono Shel Olam, you have in your hand only two letters. And these two letters is Resh and Shin. It means Rash. Rash is poor. A poor man. And it's really true. Put on back Eli into those two letters, Eli with Rash together. So it is Israel. So the shevet of kingdom in their Jewish life is of course Yehuda. Bezalel, Ben Uri, Ben Hur, Lemate Yehuda. He comes from Yehuda. Therefore, he is the man that God chose to build the Beis Hamikdash. Who was the grandfather? And very interesting, in the name of Oholiab, the Torah remember only Oholiab Ben Achisamach. His name, his father's name, and his grandfather, oh, we don't know who it was. But if we are speaking about Bezalel Ben Uri, of course Ben Uri, we have to know his father's name. But why have we to know exactly what is the grandfather's name? Ben Uri, Ben Hur, what happened with Hur? Who was Hur? Who was these people that don't allow to Klal Yisrael to make the golden calf. Don't allow Klal Yisrael. And he was so strongly that he standing fast against Klal Yisrael, and they kill him. So he has the koach for mesirut nefesh far ribo yeshem, far God. This is Ben Hur. You can't forget who is the grandfather of Bezalel, because the grandfather gives the grandson the strength to be those who are there. The people who is going to build the Beis HaMikdash for the revolution. Therefore, in Bezalel, you have to know exactly not only where Bezalel is, you have to know where was the grandfather, because he gives his grandson this koach strongly to build a Beis HaMikdash. Bezalel was a very young boy, maybe around Bar Mitzvah, not more. And if we are saying that we have to choose those who are the אלה שבונים את בית המקדש, to build בית המקדש, from such a big grandfather, from שבט יהודה. Why so young? Why not a big honored man and distinguished man? Why is a small boy bar mitzvah bocher? This is the person who has to go to going and to build a Beis Hamikdash for God. Why? Maybe that the reason is to know exactly their right. Who is build the Beis Hamikdash is the Ribono Shel Olam, the God alone. It's his building. Of course, it has to be done with holiness and without another minds only to thought about a holy place for Ribono Shel Olam. But a young boy who started his life now, he is there people who God asked from, he should build the Beis Hamikdash. The Ribono Shel Olam, who bone et Beit HaMikdash, he built alone the Beis Hamikdash. And the second one was Oholiab ben Achisamach lematri Dan. Dan was a very small shevet, very small, very poor, and together with their shevet of kingdom, the other side, the opposite, shevet Dan. Because to know that every Jew is for him the Beit Hamikdash. It's not belong only to the kingdom families or to the Kohanim alone. No. It belongs to every Jew, to every Yid. Where, far away or near, it's your Beit Mikdash, Bezalel from this, from Yehuda, and Oholiab ben Achisamach from Dan, they built together for every Jew who is a Jew, he have a part in their Beit HaMikdash. And this is the pshat in one word in Torah, Re'ei Karati. It didn't written here, Karati. Karati, I called, I mentioned, I chose. No. Re'ei is the meaning, look, study exactly. I want to thought about it. What is the reason that Bezalel is the people who Lord shows him to be the Beit HaMikdash? Re'ei. We have Mekayim given, Kiyamnu, this mitzvah to Re'ei, to understand and to thought about this reason why Bezalel. Of course that there is more and more reasons, but those points are very important to know them. Now they built the Mishkan was built after the scene of the golden calf. What was the sin of the golden calf? It's a strong thing. Look, so difficult to understand it. What happened? What happened here? The Kuzari was written by Rabbi Yehuda Alevi 750 years ago. Rabbi Yehuda Alevi, of course, was one of the greatest Gedolei Torah that the Jewish nation had after the Tanaim and the Amoraim till our time. There, we have a mitzvah to build in the Beit Mikdash Aron and Kruvim. Kruvim was a Kruvim, you should hear.
Images.
A Kruvim al Aron, al Kapot.
Images that look like angels, children with wings.
And to put it in their Kodesh HaKodashim, in their place, in this place that's more holy than every other place. The Kohen Gadol is going inside one time every year, not more. Yom HaKippurim. not in another day, not in another time. Their insight is the order of Ribbono Shel Olam to put in the Aron with the Kuvim behind the Aron. The Kuvim has to be done from gold, really gold. Rabbi Yehuda Levi in his book Kuzrai asks, what is the halacha if we are taking not gold at all? We are taking in 1 centimeter, not more, silver, and we change the silver with the gold. And we make the kuvim from gold, but not at all gold. One side has been done with silver, not with gold. Not with silver, with platinum. Platinum is much more yakar yoter, expensive, more than gold. And the Kohen like to make it more expensive than the Lord order him. Not gold, he should make nicer, better, more expensive. What is the halacha about this kuvim? You are allowed to put it in Beit HaMikdash? You are not allowed? And if you are putting in those kuvim, you have mekayem given, kiyanta, you make this that Lord asked from you to do, order you to do, or not? Maybe that you are making a big mistake, a big avira. Not only that you have not done a mitzvah, you make a avira. You know why? It is avodah zarah. It is erorim pesem. Idolatry. If you are making what Lord ordered you to do, and you put it in Kodesh HaKodashim, of course you have done the greatest mitzvah that you can. More for them, we haven't more for. Put in the kuvim in the holy place of Kodesh HaKodashim. But of course, it's only if you are doing exactly what Lord asked from you to do, ordered you to do. If you are doing something else, it's not a mitzvah. And if it's not a mitzvah, it is an avera. It is a avodah zarah. It's like you are taking from outside pesel, lo ta'aseh lecha pesel, and you put it inside, not only inside the Beit HaMikdash, in Kodesh HaKodashim, the Holy of the Holiness. In this place that the Kohen Gadol can't go inside only one time every year. And you put in the not this thing that Lord asked you to make it, order you to take it, to put it. So the Egel was such a thing that Jews, they make a new Torah law. They don't ask not to do such a thing to, maybe that the minds was very good, very honest, to la'avod et Hashem, echa it yomer la'avod et Hashem, to serve Hashem around the golden cup. But it's Lord don't ask from you this way of serving. He don't ask you. He ask another way. And you start a new life of new kind of Torah. We have only one Torah. Torah is from God. And I want to mention very distinct the term that Klal Yisrael needed in their golden cup. They say, Eile Elohecha Yisrael Asher He'eluha Mel Eretz Mitzrayim. The cup standing in the center and Klal Yisrael around, and they started to cry, not of course all of them, a small group. Eile, look about this Egel HaZahav, the golden crown. Eile Elohecha Yisrael Asher He'eluha Me'eretz Yisrael. Those take you out from Mitzrayim. But we have to hear something. Elohecha Yisrael. Elohecha. What is the exactly?
Plural.
It's your God. We are saying Bor Hashem every day, morning and evening. Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Eloheinu. Hashem Echot. Do you hear something? Here, around the calf, they cry, Eile Elohecha. Why did they cry, Eile Eloheinu? Elohecha, it means it's you, God. It belongs to you. Eloheinu, it's our. Klal Yisrael saying every day, every morning, every evening, Beshoch Becha uVekumecha. Shema Yisrael, listen. Understand. Every word that you are saying now. Hashem Elokeinu, God is our. It's our God. It's my God. It's yours God. He's the God of all the Jewish nation. But standing around the golden calf, they cry, my good friend, it's your God. You like it? Take it to you. Nobody says Eloheinu. It's not my God. It's only yours. And the same thing was in Yerobam ben Nevat. He built the second gold, maybe not golden calf, but Avodah Zorah of calf. And again, the same language, the same expression. The same expression. Eile Elohecha Yisrael, it's you, it's yours, it's not mine. Hashem Elokeinu, it's mine, it's yours, it's ours. Our God. On their golden calf, they can't say it. Everybody say to me, his friend, it's yours. You want, you like it, please take it. Eile Elohecha Yisrael. But what was there missing? What was the chet of the golden calf? They have doing such a thing that the Lord don't ask them to do. And now I want to tell you a short meeting that I have here in Johannesburg. But I have it not only here, because it's very every Jew who is far from understand what Torah means ask the same question. I had an appointment on the 7th floor in one of the main board of Johannesburg with a very fine Jew. And he asked me, look, Rabbi, you know that it was someday Sanhedrin, and they make Takanot, and they make those, and the other thing, and so on. And then it means that you can, Rabbonim, they can make everything that they like. So why didn't you take again Sanhedrin Rabbonim over the world to sit together and to make something easier, the Torah? What it means, something, maybe that he believed that, why did you have four kanfot in your tzitzis? It's enough three. Maybe that he thought another thing, why tell you to put tefillin on every morning? Put it on Shabbat morning. Maybe, I don't know exactly what he means. But these questions I heard not the first time. It was for me a big surprise to hear it on the 7th floor in Johannesburg, of course. It was a surprise to good, not to bad. Because I don't believe that such a people is so far away from Torah. It's bothered him, such a question. But let us thought together, everybody who asking such a question, what bothered him? He's a really Jew. He understands exactly that the Jewish nation, without belief in God, it's not a Jewish nation. It can be wholly destroyed. And we see it. We have to see it every day. In every corner, those who are far from belief, far from Torah, is maybe that's the first generation are going with the in the inertia, we call it in the inertia, and but the second maximum, the third generation are so far away with the Goyish Rite and with the assimilation and so on, and they go away far from Judaism at all. So he believed that the Jewish nation have to, the life of the Jewish nation is to believe in God. More than it, he believed more. I want to found the good points of these questions. It's not only these questions, we have much questions around this thing. He believed a second thing, that it's not enough to be a man who believes in God. He believed that a Jew have to keep Torah. He has to keep Torah. Believe alone, it's nothing. It's not enough. You have to believe in God, and you have to believe that Torah was given to us from God. And you have to keep it. You have to keep it, maybe with Mesirut Nefesh. But for him, it's enough to keep Yom Kippur. For him, it's enough. He's more religion, more religion. Enough to keep Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. 3 days every year, it's not enough. You have to keep every 7 days Shabbat. For me, it's enough. Every 365 days, 3 days, it's enough. This is my Shabbat. But he knows, he understands, he believes that Jewish life, extent of Jewish life, is only with belief in God and to keep Torah. No, he's looking for to make it something easier. So take 10 people, sit them together, and give everybody a paper to read, to write. Ask him, my good friend, write me exactly what kind of Torah you like that the Jewish nation should have. Of course, everybody should answer another answer. He likes to eat milk and meat together. He is a Kohen and he likes very to be married to a Grusha. Grusha is the boss wife. And the third like to be married with Agoya. So what's he so terrible? He can't take Agoya. And there is a good read. So everybody, everything that he like it, he want to take it out from the Torah. And the other things, of course, I can do it. And why not? Why not? I will tell you a very nice story. The Chofetz Chaim Zecher Tzadik Livroche was one time in a city that it was a very big Chilul Shabbat. They don't keep, not Shomrei Shabbat. Very few of them was Shomrei Shabbat. And Chofetz Chaim is coming. Those who are not Shomrei Shabbat came to him. And if the Chofetz Chaim is speaking about Shabbat, of course, another thing. And most of them are coming to Chofetz Chaim and speak with them how they can keep Shabbat more than they keep it before. One of those who are coming to the Chofetz Chaim told the Chofetz Chaim, so, I have a very big company of shipping. And I hear your speech this Shabbat. And I take on that the next Shabbos, and I continue to be Shomer Shabbat. But I want to ask you only one thing. Help me. What is the one thing? You should ask me why the next Shabbat, why not this Shabbat? Because one sheep have to come after half an hour. And if you should stay till Havdoleh, I will lose much money. And it's very difficult for me. He liked the Shabbat, but maybe they love the money more than Shabbat. Okay. So the Chofetz Chaim answered him, look, my Taira Reed. Taira Reed. If the Shabbat was belonged to me, Einde bei dem Mosaf Shabbat. Why not? Don't keep this Shabbat. You can start in the second, maybe the third. You have to do something to how to prepare it, how to make it so else to such a big business is also simple, of course. But what can I do, answer the Chofetz Chaim? The Shabbat is not mine, it's not belong to me. It belongs to Ribbono Shel Olam. The Torah is Ribbono Shel Olam, Shabbos is Ribbono Shel Olam. I can tell you that you can be Shabbat Mechaner, not to keep this Shabbat. It's not ours, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. And to understand exactly what I mean there, there is a medrash. God can tell me that I can speak else, of course. So, in medrash, is written so: Goyim nitzavim al Eloheihem. A goy that he has his God, he is standing behind his God. Where is it possible that we can know that this is the condition? Paro is reading in Torah, Vehinei Omed al Hayeor. You know that Egypt deal the Yeor, the Nilus.
Nile River.
And Paro standing over the Nile River. Omed Nitzav al Hayeor. He is behind his God. Yisroel Eloiheihem Nitzav Aleihem. The God is standing behind the Jewish nation. Where is it possible about it? By Yaakov Avinu, Vehinei Hashem Nitzav Olov. The God is standing behind him. So Paro Nitzav Alayor, he is standing behind the Yor, the Nilus, the Nile River, and by Yaakov Avinu, we found another posik that a God is standing behind him. We are saying in our prayer, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, in Rosh Hashanah, in the time that we is mekayed it, Ki'at Shofar, the Shofar, he says, Areshet Tzfateinu Ye'erav Lefanecha, and we continue, Im kevanim, im kavadim. We are sons of Lord, or if we are not sons, because it's, we have to choose what we are. If you are going in the right way, we are close, we are doing everything that God ordered us to do, every mitzvah, we keep everything. So it's children. And if not, kavadim, like slaves. I know that especially in South Africa, we can understand exactly what slaves mean. It's very not good. But the contact is like a father who the child was born at home, and the father has to educate his son, has to become better and better and so on. This is the contact between Klal Yisrael, with Lord, with the revelation. Not we are chosen our Lord. He chose us. Habocher be'amo Yisrael be'ahava. He gives us the Torah. He orders us what to do in the Torah. What is the Torah? What are mitzvot? What are not mitzvot? What you are allowed to do, what you are not allowed to do, what you have to keep, what you have not to keep. This is Torah. Torah was given to us through Lot to us. Another religions is another thing at all. They chose the revelation. And if they chose, they can choose like they like. I like this kind, so I have such an Avodah Zarah. I like another one, I have another Avodah Zarah. And maybe the Avodah Zarah is our self alone. And the Avodah Zarah that we found in Torah, everybody understand what Avodah Zarah is?
Idolatry.
Idolatry. In Shoftim, Sefer Shoftim, we remember that one of the famous Shoftim that we has was Gideon has to make a big war against Midian and Amalek together. Amalek is a very strong nation, and Midian is strong. Both are stronger, of course. And they are coming to destroy Israel in his time. So we can read here in Shoftim, chapter 6. V'chol Midian v'Amalek uvnei Kedem ne'esfu yachdav. They come together, Midian, Amalek, and another nations with there together. Vayavru vayachanu be'emek Israel. Emek Israel, one of the places that is the center of Eretz Israel. Emek Israel. Gideon was the shofet, and he take the shofar, and he cry, and he sent shlichim to all the country, and all soldiers came to Gideon to lead with him together, that he should be the leader to lead the camp against Midian and Amalek. Gideon look around him and he saw that he has a very big army, big but much less than Midian with Amalek together, much less, much smaller, but for him it was too great, too many persons. And he asked from them, he was afraid that if he should go in with Klavisoy, with so many soldiers to the camp and to win the camp, they should say that it's not for Ribbono Shel Olam, they win alone. Kochi ve'otzem yadi, my strongly make the win of this camp. So what he's done, what has he to done? He makes so. Vayomer Hashem el Gideon, you have two lot of people. Ask everybody and cry. Those who are afraid to go to this camp should go back. Crying so before a big camp, and Jews sees that it's so many soldiers against them, Amalek and Midian, strong nations, very strong nations. So 22,000 going back. He left only with 10,000 soldiers, not more. Very few. Then God say him, Gideon, it's now odd. Gam achshav, it's too much. So you have to choose from these 10,000 only few people, few soldiers, and those who has going with you together to win the camp, not another. How has he to choose it? He take the 10,000 soldiers, we should ask everybody of those who are sitting here, how can you choose the best soldiers between 10,000? So maybe that you have to make such in short time to show exactly who is stronger than the other, to give the horses and to litohor maher. No, here's another way to go. The way that Gideon chooses from the 10,000 soldiers, his soldiers, to make another thing at all. Eich hu asa et zeh, az zeh umani mishu yazbir kan, et yoz bar kan. Mishu yazbir kan. Mi Hashem yitra.
Vayel des... Vayel ma Hashem al Gidon, and Hashem said to Gidon, the nation is too much. Take them down to water, to drink. So they all went down to water. And Hashem said to Gideon, all of the people, there was a water hole, and all of those who will drink from the water without touching the ground, but will just lap up the water with their tongues like a dog laps up, so those you shall keep. But those that will get down on their knees and drink, those you shall not keep. And those that lapped the water without getting on their knees were 300. And the rest of the nation bowed, went down on their knees to drink the water. So Hashem said to Gidon, with these 300 that drank water without going on to their knees, with these 300, I shall save Israel, and I shall give Midian into your.
What kind of chosen soldiers, if they touch the ground, they don't shout the ground? What is written here? We learn Tanakh. We have to understand what is that? This is the way to choose peoples. If they touch the ground, don't touch. It's not written cheap. Touch the ground. It's written Korim. Korim is like we making in Yom Kippur. Korim u'mishtachadi. Korim, and holy Korim.
Bow down.
Korim. I should say Korim. It's the same now. Everybody understand what Korim means. Like Avodas Yom HaKippur. Chazal tells us that in Gideon's time, it was a lot of Jewish people who did Avodah Zarah, and very strong Avodah Zarah, very strong and very strange, muzar meod. They are going to the water, and they're looking into the water, and they call him to the water to the owned faces, their own faces in the water. Of course, if you are looking into the water, who are standing, you are looking, you see yourself. This was the Avodah Zarah. Strange Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah has to be a clever man who is going to deal Avodah Zarah. Has to thought, what I'm going to do now? Everything must have some logic, some that everybody can understand one point of this. They took water, they looked into the water, and they called him to their faces in the water. It was very difficult for me to understand it. I had some day in Yeshiva from our Mashgiach in Yeshiva. He speak about everybody, what kind of life he lives. Yeah? And he say that maybe that most of the people living in a small room, maybe in a small world, a small room or a small world. But around them, you have only glasses. Re'i. And I heard from a Maggid in Jerusalem that he say that if you take glass and you want to look outside, you can do it. But if you take glass and you put in from the other side silver, you can't see nothing behind. You see yourself again. It's a very big Musa Haskel. If the glass is without nothing, it's clean, you can see the world. You are standing here and you're looking through the window, and you see a new face, a new world, a big world. All the world you can look for through the glass. But if from the other side you put silver, it became that you see yourself alone. You don't see nothing outside. a people live in our time, he thought about one thing: what is good for him, what is not good for him. What is good, it's not good geistlich. In Huchnius, what is good, materialistisch, what is good for him. The Avodah Zoreh that they have in Gidon's time is not so strange Avodah Zoreh. Maybe that we have, every one of us, I speak to me alone, the same Avodah Zoreh, not at all, but few points of this Avodah Zoreh. I look into the water and I don't see nothing. I see one thing. I see myself. What is good for me is good for the world. It's not good for me, the world can be destroyed. It's not my business. I have to look on myself. More than it, Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, was that what is good for the king of Egypt is good for the nation of Egypt, and he put on what is good for him to make a new Avodah Zarah for the world, a new God for the world. It's so the Nilus, so we shall take and put on the Nilus from this moment and tomorrow is the Nilus, and you got from the world, because it's good for Babel. And he's standing behind his Avodah Zarah. He's making a new Avodah Zarah because it's good for him. But in Torah, we are standing under the Torah. The Torah order us what to do, not we order the Torah what to do. And the Avodah Zarah of Gideon was that 10,000 soldiers, that everybody of them, except the 300, not more, deals Avodah Zarah, that they're looking only to the own things that it's better for themselves, both are not good soldiers to win the camp with Amalek. You can't camp against Amalek with such a short soldiers who thought in everybody's thought only about himself, not about his friend, not about God's self. So Gideon have to choose his soldiers, and he don't like one body who hasn't the contact and the et hamesirut nefesh, not for him, only for God and for Klal. Therefore he sent back to the house the other great part of his army, and he win the camp. He win it because with 300 peoples that everybody is looking l'shem shamayim, these soldiers are the best soldiers that you can with them go to understand. Rayel really understand exactly that you can come with them better than a very big soldier army that most of them thinking only about theirself and not about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and not about Klal Yisrael, not about the Jewish nation. Now we are going back to Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel was the same of the golden calf was that the Jewish nation stay all together and they make a new Torah. A new Torah, it is a way of Klal Yisrael. We can make new Torah. The Torah belongs to Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not ours. We get it from the Lord. We live together with the Torah because one reason. Because Lord order us, do this mitzvah, the other mitzvah, and not eat this male and this meat, and not drink and eat together, meat and milk together, and so on. Most of the people who are coming to the Eretz Yisrael to speak about Judaism ask me, look, you know that now in our time we have enough frigidaires with cleaning and everything is so nice and so, why did you have not to eat chazir or not to eat milk with meat together, and why have you to keep taharat ha-mishpacha in mikveh? You have such a nice and you and a clean house. So, and I answer them, we have in Rehovot the Weizmann Institute. Really, that till the last 10 years, it was very less religion professors in Weizmann Institutes. It was much reasons why it was so. But Baruch Hashem, especially the last 10 years, Rehovot become another kind of life. You have better education. You have more yeshivot. You have more kosher, kashrut. You have more shiurim, lessons in Gemara, in Mishneh, in every kind of study that you like, in Jewish study. It becomes more and more. Most of them are coming from England, from America, from the United States. They have a nice community, American community. And you are going now today in Weizmann Institute, you found in every department there a Yarmulke, and you have every day Minche together in Minyan, and you have a lecture in Gemara every day in Weizmann Institute. And I asked those who asked me, why have you to keep? Look, you have the professor of mathematics. You know him. They know him very well. Professor Franken, Professor Rabinovich. He is of electronics, and those is chemistry and physics and so on. Most of them are, not most of them, but very, Baruch Hashem, as Harbei professorim in Kibbutz, with Yarmulkes. And the teachers and the children studying yeshivas. Why did they keep it? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was a clever man, so clever that it's, look at this, a simple thing. We read in the Torah in Parashat Yitro. Yitro came to see his son-in-law, Moshe Rabbeinu. He came to see his sister. And he was maybe only a few days. And he saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting, and all those who have to be come to the court, to the judge, came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he passed in Chaya of Zakai. So Yitro tells him, in the moment, it's so difficult for you, you can't do it. You can't do it one day, 1 month, 1 year, but not tomorrow. So what have I to do? Take every 10 people, one judge, a small one, every 50 persons more, and every 100, every thousands. So it's become in one day, 78,000 new judgments in Israel. And Yitro gives the suggestions, the Eitzah, this way of judgment in Klal Israel. Few days came a man from another place and look over. And he comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he tells him what to do. And this story in Torah is exactly before Ma'amad Har Sinai, before Matan Torah, before the Har Sinai that Rebbe Shalom gives us the Torah. Why had the Torah to tell us this story, and so near the second pasuk, is begin the prepare the parasha of Matan Torah. Why? What have we to do it, to know it, and to know it exactly near, so close to Matan Torah? You know why? We should believe that if there is such a clever man like Yitro, let God chose him to go up to Har Sinai, to go up to Lord, and to get Torah. He's so clever. Maybe that he's clever than Moshe Rabbeinu. No, maybe that he's very clever. But Torah, of course that you have to be clever to understand Torah, to learn Torah, to work, to every morning and every day, and to be a Shiva Bocher, it's not so simple, of course. Everybody who study Torah, it's not so simple to do it. But Torah is a holiness. Torah is Kedusha. It's another meaning at all. Therefore, after this story, Yitro is standing here and he tells Moshe Rabbeinu what to do. And tomorrow is not Yitro chose through God to get Torah for the world, for Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is the person, not Yitro. Because it's another thing at all. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to choose Moshe Rabbeinu. He's another person. He is close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. He is the man that Torah should give through him to the Jewish nation. Moshe Isha Elohim. He is the personality of God. He is a person that's so close to God. And if you want to understand what is the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im, Nevi'im, ze baruch ken kol ben prophets. Harav Kuk Zecher Tzadik Livroche gives to understand what is the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im that we have all the generation after that. He says so. A man is going in a very big darkness to his way. And he loses his way, he don't know exactly where he is. If he is in such a place that he can go forward, he wants to go back. It's mountains, it's trees, he don't see nothing. It's dark, the dark, very darkness. He can't see nothing. Baruch Hashem, it started to rain, and it was Barak. Barak, Ivrik?
Lightning.
Heira Barak.
Lightning.
Prepare. One lightning has become again darkness, and you know that after lightning, the darkness is more than before. And this, a second lightning, a third, a fourth, one after the other. And he look over, he had every moment it's lightning. He look and he can't look more because it's the darkness came again. After a few hours, it became day. And he look over and he see where he is. But he knows before because it was so many lightning through the night. But the lightning is not enough because it's 1 second, not more. And if you are looking on such everything in 1 second, and after that it becomes darkness, and again lightning, and again darkness, you can't find your way, you can't find where you are. You must wait for the big, great sun to the day, then you can know exactly where to go, which way is the really way, where are you staying now, what have you to do now. Moshe Rabbeinu was exactly like the sun and the day. The another Nevi'im was like lightning. So, to know exactly the right way, we have only one, Torah Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu and the Torah. And to know every time what belongs to this time, you have to the Nevi'im. But it's a very big difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Nevi'im. Hamashal hazeh, it's wonderful to understand. And if you are looking after that in the Rambam, in Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah, the Rambam speaks about the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Nevi'im and another Nevi'im. It's pshat in Rambam. You can understand very good, much better than before in the Rambam. So, Baruch Hashem, in this way that we are going, you know, we know what Torah is, and we keep the Torah because one reason, the Lord give us the Torah. Lord order us what Torah is. And we keep the mitzvah of the Lord alone. There, fog is the reason that you can be a very big professor in every kind of science. You can be a very clever people. You can sit in Sanhedrin, not only Sanhedrin from 23, no, Sanhedrin from 71, the big Sanhedrin Hagdola, in Beis Hamikdash, and you can do only one thing, to keep the halacha, not to take the halacha and to change it. You can't. You can't say what is the pshat in halacha, what to paskin in halacha, but you can't change the halacha. You can't not make lesser, don't make more. This is the Torah, vezot ha-Torah. This is the Torah, not another one. Therefore, you can be a very clever man, you can be very big in all kinds of academic world, and the Torah is going with you together. And more, those who are keeping the Torah is especially great in the world science, because they understand everything that you can't know everything till the end. So it's don't bother him if he don't understand exactly every point of the first steps of the Torah or the end of the Torah. So Chet HaEgel was the first time after Matan Torah that Jews take the Torah in their own hand and wanted to make new mitzvahs of Torah. New mitzvahs is Torah, you are not allowed, you can't do it. This is the Chet HaEgel. Eile Elohecha. No, it's not Eloha, it's not my God. We have another God. Our God is the God who gives us the Torah and will order us to keep it, and therefore we are doing it. We study Torah because it's the Torah, not because Moshe Rabbeinu was a clever man. We keep the Torah because God gives us the Torah. Therefore, this is the one reason and not more. We have another reason why we are studying Torah. And here we have Baruch Hashem, the Yeshiva Gedolim. And the Yeshiva Gedolim will study Baruch Hashem every day. Very hard and very difficult to understand a Blat Gemara and a Mishnah and a Posik and Chumash. If you ask them, why have you to study so hard? Because if you study Torah a day, another day, 1 month, another month, 1 year, second year, you see, you laugh from those who say to you, why did you study? You know that you study not such a very important book like another, like Shakespeare maybe, or another kind of books. You study Torah Hashem, and very important. If you are see a Godel Beisroel, the Chazon Ish was, it was there, Arav Kuk Zecher Tzadik Livroche, or so on, you have especially Broche. The Broche is Baruch Ato Hashem Elohim Melech Olamo, Shecholak Mechochmosoi Lireimo. Cholak Mechochmosoi, it means the Ribbono of Shel Olam. איך אומרים חילק?
Divided.
חלק נתן לזה וחלק לזה.
Divided
or imparted, maybe his own chokhmah to those who are yirei Hashem, who deal very badly כמו שצריך לעשות. If you see a very clever man that he is very big in another kinds of science, not a Jew, not in Torah, you have to make a bracha too. If you see maybe Einstein or such a big man in another kinds, not in Torah, it's another bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem, Shenatan Meichochmato Lebasar Badam. He gives the chokhmah to Torah, to the people. He gives. But if you looking on a Godel Hador, you have to make the broche. Maybe you see Reb Moshe Feinstein in America, or we have in Israel, Harav Eliashi. You have to make the broche. Baruch Shechalak. Chalak, one part is belong to Ribbono Shel Olam, and the other part he gives to Yerei Ov, to those who are Yirei Hashem, the Gdolim that we have in every generation of every door, his Gdolim. What is the difference between Chalak and Natan? Natan, please, take and go away. It belongs to you, it's all to you. No more contact between us. The Boshan gives the man his minds, he gives the man how to talk, to thought, what to thought, what to build, and it belongs to him. Torah, we have to remember, in the time that we study Torah, we speak this morning about Tfilah. We pray and we stay. On the other side, we stay for Lord. I stay Shmon Esrei, and Lord is standing here, near me. And I pray, here's the Lord. The same thing is if you are studying Torah. This evening, we study Torah, we study Parashat HaShavua, Parashat Ki Tisa, right? What did we study now? We study part that the other part belong to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He, Machzik, Erori Machzik,
holds
one side and we hold the other side. This is to learn Torah. זה דבר שכשאתה שומע אותו זה ממש נורא ביום. It's in Medrash you have that Moshe Rabbeinu, in the time that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives him the Luchot HaBrit, yes? One side was through the Ribbono Shel Olam, the other side Moshe Rabbeinu, and they touch it together. Everybody who is learning Torah, short, more or less, the same thing. You study Blat Gemara, you study a Posik in Chumash, you say it's Tehillim. The other part belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. One part, we can touch it in our hand. But the other side is in the hand of the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the greatest contact that a people can have with Lord. It's through Torah. Because Torah is another thing at all. It's not science, it's not clever, it's the book of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Torah full of Ribbono. And a new Torah can't be again. Only one time through the life of the world. The Olam Va'et. The Rambam says in Shlosha Asar Ikarim, Ani Ma'amin, I believe, that this Torah can't be another Torah. One and not more. This is the Torah that we have. The Olam Va'et. So I bless everybody. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, in the time that I finished, it was yesterday the same feeling, and I feel it again now, in the time that I am going to the end of a lecture in Divrei Torah, that I am going in one moment from here to 1,000 miles far away. Here it's Prinat Eretz Israel. This hour we was together in Eretz Israel here. And I open the door and I go outside, it's Johannesburg, it's not Eretz Israel. So it's so close, so near and so far. So in Yirtzeh Hashem, I wish everybody to come in Yirtzeh Hashem, to Eretz Yisrael, and to study their Torah, to build their, our home, everybody. And we waiting and we hope Yirtzeh Hashem, Af al pi sheyitmahameha, אני מאמין באמונה שלמה בביאת המשיח, ואף על פי שיתמהמה, עם כל זה, what is עם כל זה החקלו? עם כל זה, it's so many problems, but with the problems, we hope every day, לביאת המשיח במהרה וימינו אמן.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.